Page 165. B. The Princes in the Bloody Tower.
In June 1483, two young princes, aged 9 and 12, were locked up in a part of the Tower of London, now known as the Bloody Tower. The man who put them there was their uncle and protector, Richard, Duke of Gloucester. They were last seen alive in September of that year. What happened to the two princes? Some say they were suffocated with a pillow. Others think they were stabbed with a dagger. What is certain is that their bodies were put in a secret place on the south side of the tower and remained hidden for 191 years. In 1674, some workmen who were working on a stairway discovered a chest. At first, they thought they had found some treasure, but when they broke open the lock, they discovered the remains of two small boys. Charles II, who was king at that time, had the bones reburied in Westminster Abbey. In 1933, the skeletons were forensically examined and then reburied once more. The forensics concluded that the bones belonged to two boys of about 10 and 12, so there is very little doubt that the skeletons were the remains of the two princes. Who killed them? There is no firm evidence, but it is possible to speculate. There were two men who had an obvious motive. When the boy's father, King Edward IV, died, a conflict broke out between his wife and her family, the Woodvilles, and his brother Richard, Duke of Gloucester. In the past, there were constant struggles for the throne, so this was not unusual. However, the Duke arrested and executed the leaders of the Woodville family and put the two princes in custody. This was probably because the oldest of the princes was the rightful successor to the throne. The Duke of Gloucester then declared his brother Edward's marriage to his wife illegal and the two children illegitimate. He was then able to claim the throne and became King Richard III. The final question is, why keep the boys imprisoned once he had been crowned? By keeping his nephews in custody, Richard III was able to stop them from collaborating with his enemies to regain the throne.
A man walks into the sheriff's office. "I want to become a deputy." "Good. I want you to catch this man," says the sheriff, handing the man a wanted poster. The poster reads, "Last seen wearing a brown paper hat, brown paper shirt, brown paper pants, and brown paper boots." "What's he wanted for?" asks the hopeful young man. "Rustling."